You're listening to SBS News.
It could still be more than 5 months before the next federal election, but that hasn't stopped Prime Minister Scott Morrison and opposition leader Anthony Albanese from hitting the ground running with summer campaigns. Mr. Albanese announced his party's plans for new education policy platforms. In his unofficial Futures Made in Australia skills plan, Labor has committed to fund 465,000 TAFE places over 4 years. In addition, the party has promised university funding to be boosted by almost $500 million to offer 20,000 new places by 2024. Mr. Albanese says the $1.2 billion commitment would address the country's skills shortage.
Instead of driving wages down, Labor will train Australians up. We will revive a university sector that this government has willfully and wantonly smashed with savage cuts and costly, cynical culture wars.
Labor used the soft campaign event to contrast their ambitious plans with the coalition's current policies.
A Morrison-Joyce government that is out of step with modern Australia, out of touch with working families, and out of ideas for the future. A government that is simply spent, and a Prime Minister whose tank is on empty.
Labor's education spokesperson, Tanya Plibersek, told SBS News people are not satisfied after 8 years of a Liberal government.
I think they'll be looking at Labor as an alternative. They are open to our message now, and it's a great opportunity for us to remind people that we want to live in a country that builds things, that makes things, that cares for people, where if you work hard, you can get ahead.
Meanwhile, Mr. Morrison was navigating his political campaign from Mount Panorama at Australia's most iconic motorsport event, the Bathurst 1000. Mr. Morrison, from the passenger seat of a race car driven by racing champion Mark Scaife, heralded Australians for their pandemic efforts.
The fact that we've people beaming in from all over the world, and what they're going to see is Australia open, we're double vaxxed, and people are back, they're in their trailers, they're together again, and it's just showing where we're heading, looking out the front windscreen, not in the rearview mirror.
But some observers were not impressed with Mr. Morrison's appearance at the motorsport event, accusing him of using the popular race for a political stunt. In a change of direction, Mr. Morrison later visited the Forbes State Emergency Service to hear about the progress of the community recovering from recent floods. He was joined by New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet and former Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack, who congratulated farmers on persevering through such a devastating season.
So it's heartbreaking for those farmers, and we'll work through the National Recovery and Resiliency Agency to do what we can to help these farmers, to help this community, and to make sure that we get through this.
Mr. Morrison was quick to point out the contrast between the two parties' tactics.
Someone else is campaigning and politicking back in the inner city, and we're here out in central western New South Wales listening carefully to the impact of these floods on their properties and on their futures.
With the flurry of political activity only just beginning as campaign season approaches, it will be a matter of whether the people of Australia keep plugged in to all the events and press conferences, or simply tune out. Long months of stunts, slogans and commitments from all sides of politics still to come. Brooke Young, SBS News.